Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome to the Jimmy Scott Fitness Podcast Radio Show, coming to you on this Friday, January the 12th, 2024. Hopefully it finds you staying safe and staying sweaty all at the same time. On today's episode, we are talking about eating speed, the rate at which you eat your food, playing off of an awesome little piece from our friends over at Precision Nutrition. Brian St. Pierre put this together, and the official title is All About Eating Slowly. I know some of you think this doesn't matter. Some of you know it matters. I'm going to kind of break down the benefits, the ins and outs, what I've done personally, what I've seen with clients who have the most success versus the people who tend to struggle in terms of their eating, and just another tool for the toolbox to help you guys hopefully reach all of your fitness goals, especially if nutrition tends to be the bugaboo holding you back in certain areas. But real quick, couple housekeeping notes. One, our 47-day transformation, they are 5 days in right now. So if you guys still want to join, the link will be in the show notes, 47daytransformation.com. It's our flagship online coaching program. You guys can jump in, you can catch up, or you can just start from day five and roll on. You own the program. You'll have it for life. We've put a bunch of new pieces and twists in there I think you guys will enjoy. If you haven't been in there, check it out. And also, obviously, the app you guys have access to. If you want to jump in just the app itself, you get a full week on me. So a free 7-day trial of the Jeremy Scott Fitness app. Link will be in the notes too, just jeremyscottfitness.app. You guys can pop in there. All my weekly workouts, there's 13 full programs. Follow along mobility flows, nutritional pieces, and then obviously weekly workouts are updated for you guys every single Sunday coming to you for the week. So a couple of pennies a day, you guys can join us and rock and roll inside of there. And then, before I forget, our friends at Just Meats still rocking the 50% off subscription deal, I think until Monday. So right now it's the 12th. You guys have 3 days to jump on that. Again, Just Meats, Family Ranch. They process everything there. It's grass-fed. It's no artificial flavors or colors, and basically no bullshit. And the variety for me and the ease is why we do it. Again, I'm not going to make, you know, Texas-style brisket on my own. Odds of me making carne asada are pretty slim, but these guys ship right to your front door. You can freeze it. You can put it in the fridge. It's easy to do. Again, it's what we eat at our house probably at least 3 to 4 nights a week. Some weeks it's all 5 nights just because it's super fast for us. We just take it out, heat it up. We add some cauliflower rice or some green veggies to it and call it a day. And sometimes if it's me, I just go straight meat, and that's how I roll. So if you guys are interested, it's justmeats.com and then /discount/Jeremy15. If you click the link now, you guys will get 50% off all the subscriptions. After that, I think it's $15 off forever and always anything on the site. If you guys got specific questions on different types of meats and the things that we tend to do at our house and how we put them together, just reach out and I will get you guys that information. And then you guys already know the one thing I take every single day and I never miss, my friends over at AG1. Honestly, it's been about 6 or 7 years I've been on this daily. If I was only going to take one foundational nutritional supplement, this would be the thing that I would take. And I know taking care of your health, it's the most important thing, but it's not always easy. But it should be at least simple. And this is an easy health hack you guys can throw in. That's why I've been taking it for, again, almost 6 or 7 years with no exceptions. It's a simple scoop. Or what I do a lot of times is take the travel packs. I just mix it in water. I slam it and I'm good to go. Again, every single serving, so one simple scoop or one simple travel pack will give you guys a full dose of all the micros you need, your vitamins, your minerals, your pre and probiotics. Again, it's just a super simple, easy thing to do. And if you want to check it out right now, drinkag1.com/JeremyScott will get you guys a year's supply of free vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with order 1. But if you want a free sample, 100% on me, no questions asked, reach out to us. We will mail the samples right to your front door. You can try them. If you like them, you get hooked up with all the free stuff from there. And I'm happy to give you guys the free samples at no cost. I'll pay for everything. just so you can get your hands on it. That's how much I believe in it. So reach out to us, email, Instagram, Facebook, doesn't matter, and say, hey, Jeremy, I'd like a free sample for myself, for my wife, for my family, whatever it is. We'll get you guys all hooked up. And then if you dig it, go to the link, drinkag1.com/JeremyScott, to get the year supply of free vitamin D and the 5 free travel packs today. All the other sponsors in the show notes are friends at Dry Farm Wines, my friends at JLab Pro, where I get our protein, turmeric, collagen, and krill oils, and Sleeves Sold Separately, where I get my joggers and my hoodies, and most of the fitness workout stuff you see me wear. I want to make this quick today. I've had a busy day today. I've had 2 meetings, and I had a mastermind phone call with a Built Different mastermind group. Any of you guys who are looking to build your small, medium-sized business, or solopreneur, or entrepreneur, or maybe moving up the corporate ladder, but you're looking for some direction, this would be the group for you. If you got a question, reach out to us. I'd be happy to throw you guys in. We got an awesome group right now for Q1 that's been crushing it. And if you guys want to be added to the mix and be on board for Q2 as well, hit me up and we'll get you guys building your business, making some money, but more importantly, building an ideal life is really our focus. And so I had that call just a minute ago. I have not worked out yet. It was about 4 degrees this morning. Not really, but it was, I think, like in the 30s this morning here, which I'm from Minnesota originally, and I've hated the cold my whole life. It's like you grew up in a prison and I escaped it. And it 30 here is colder than 30 there. It really is. But when the sun comes out here like it is now, it's a million times better. So I know for everybody in the Midwest, I sound super soft at this point. But right now it's, the low is 29 today. 29 this morning. That's cold. When it's dark, it's not motivating. Now it's 55 and it's sunny. So by the time I get loose and warmed up and ready to move, I can probably actually go push a sled outside, get some vitamin D in my life, maybe even get to do some grounding in the backyard when I get home. But I'm going to try to make this fast. I share all that just to share. There's a guy in our app group, and he lives in Saskatchewan. And like, no shit, the temperature he shared today was negative 38 degrees. Legitly. I think the high was negative 29 or something. His temperature was negative 38 degrees. Like, what in the actual fuck is that? Like, that just sounds, it sounds awful. Like, I remember as a kid being like negative 10, you know, and the wind chill is this. I think his weather dial actually said like feels like negative 50 or something like that, which is just insane, which got me this week talking with some clients here in the early morning, because it's not light here until probably like 7:45, which again, it's not motivating when it's cold and dark. I get it. So you guys who get up and work out, respect. It's not easy to do. I sure as hell wouldn't want to work out in my garage when it's 29 degrees. It sounds terrible. But we're Googling the places where they only get so much sunshine per year. I forget the second like darkest place is actually in Alaska, where I think it's dark for like over 2 months in a row, where there's no sunshine. And I would really struggle, man. I've really come to learn that about myself. Not just the temperature being warmer, being a cheat code and being ideal, but the sunshine, man, it really is, it's our life source. You know, it really is, it heals you. It gives you energy. It's a mood generator for sure. It definitely, I'm in a different mood when it's dark and cold and dreary versus it being sunny. I just think it makes everything just a little bit better, or you can just deal with things a little bit easier when you're in some weather that is more appealing, should we say. But anyways, quick episode today, talking about slow eating and the benefits of slow eating for better digestion, hydration, easier weight loss and maintenance, and hopefully greater satisfaction with your meals. And if you're somebody who eats super fast, like super quick, you whoop it down like my 12-year-old puppy does right now, my 14-year-old dog, she eats so slow. We have to put her in a separate room because this puppy is just a straight psychopath, just mows down her food in about literally 30 seconds. Doesn't matter how much you put there. And if you're a person who does that, which I've been guilty of before and in the past, that's habitually how I would eat. Eating quickly leads to kind of poor digestion. It can lead to increased weight gain and lower satisfaction. So the message is pretty transparent. Slow down your eating to enjoy the food you actually eat and improve your overall kind of health and well-being. And so when you do slow down your food consumption, you digest better and you feel more satisfied. And if you're always rushing, your digestion and your digestive system can suffer. The meals end up being stressful to your body. So in simple, if you take anything away from today, it's just slow your eating down and enjoy the food you're eating and appreciate it, especially if you're somebody like me who doesn't eat, you know, four or five times a day and find yourself like if you eat once or twice and you're just wolfing down the food real quick, it's like you waited all that time and you didn't even really get to appreciate it. And I get it, man. You know, we're rushed, distracted, busy. Most people in America specifically, we eat fast, really fast. Rarely do we take time to kind of savor our food. And sometimes we don't even chew it properly, which I'll touch on in this episode as well. But we rush the food. We want it fast, we want it quick, and we just scarf it down. Even if you have a nutrition coach or somebody on a podcast telling you, hey, slow things down a little bit. And when I was younger, you know, skinny fat, trying to gain muscle, I just wanted to be 200 pounds and then 210 pounds and then 220 pounds and build all this muscle as much as I could. You know, you want to be your version of Arnold or Jay Cutler or whatever you want to be as a young 20-something-year-old dude. I wanted to gain weight. And so eating super fast helps you do that. Shoveling food down your mouth really quick before your brain can catch up is a super simple way to cram in extra calories before your stomach and your brain even realize what the hell is going on. Now that I'm over 40, I'm just trying to be healthy and feel good and, you know, keep as much quality muscle as I can without it costing me any mobility and pain on the back end. So I, like many of you, have had to alter things and I've had to learn to kind of slow my eating down. And it's not always easy, but it's the only way. And I guess what people were asking, like, why is eating slowly so important? It's sensing the satisfaction. Like, one of the biggest benefits of eating slowly is it gives your body time to recognize that you're actually full. Because it takes probably 20 minutes from the start of your meal for your brain to send out signals of satiety. Most people's meals don't even last half that long. Most people eat within 3 to 5 minutes and they're done. So think about that. If it takes 20 minutes from the time you start eating to the time you're done for your brain to actually send out a signal to say, hey, we are satisfied. Now, imagine the extra calories you take in simply because you didn't allow your body time to register that it no longer needed or required the food. Now imagine the effect of those extra calories and what they have on your weight and on your joints and your digestive system. Eating slowly also helps you feel more satisfied, which is different than just being full, right? Like, if you really slow down and like savor a meal and you pay attention to, you know, you watch these foodies and talk about, you know, oh, the mouthfeel and then like the taste and the textures, you appreciate and you're more mindful of your bites and you leave the table feeling good. Not, you know, like the world's grossest human of all time. At least that's what I found as I've slowed my eating down in my older age. Also, I do feel there's an improved digestion. So think of digestion as like this kind of chain reaction. And as soon as we smell or think about food, this is the first step, we salivate to prepare for the food that's going to come in your mouth. So like step one is you smell it, you think about it, you know, you're fantasizing about it, whatever it may be, you know, and you start to salivate. And then step two, the saliva contains enzymes that break the food down and moistens the mouth for easier swallowing. Meanwhile, after that, the digestive steps, 3, 4, and 5, have to get ready to work. And our stomach has to start to secrete more acid. Our small intestine has to start to get ready for some peristalsis. Is that how I say that? P-E-R-I-S-T-A-L-S-I-S. And fourth, if we rush the process, we force the GI tract to deal with stuff before it's really prepared to do so. So there's a system going on in your body. So it's take your time, chew your food. I forget the exact number. I think David Jack was on the podcast talking about you have to chew your food like 27 times or something before you swallow it. Like some wild number that was way higher than I was used to. But the point is if you're chewing your food three times and swallowing it, it's probably not enough. And that study at the University of Rhode Island, where the researchers examined how eating speed affected early stages of digestion, I think the number was 60 young adults that had eat a meal. And the people who ate slowly consumed 2 ounces of food per minute. The people who ate at like a medium speed consumed 2.5 ounces of food per minute. And the fast eaters consumed 3.1 ounces per minute. And they also took larger bites and chewed less before swallowing. This means not only did the fast eaters put more food in their body at a given time, but the food wasn't processed as well. Hopefully you're following along with me so far. Food is essentially landing in the fast eaters' stomachs in these big clumps that are not broken down. So again, imagine swallowing a whole piece of steak versus a finely chewed up piece of steak. Hopefully you're getting it. Like, to liquefy it and to break it down just is going to require so much more. Because you have to understand, the simple thing is digestion starts in your mouth. So large bites that are not chewed adequately are going to be more difficult for your stomach to turn into essentially a liquid mix of partially digested food, digestive enzymes, hydrochloric acid, and the water that passes through on its way to becoming essentially shit, like being eliminated. So food that isn't properly broken down can lead to indigestion and potential GI problems. Who really wants that? Nobody. But if we could solve some of these digestion issues and stomach issues, for some people, just by slowing down, it might help you. If you tried a bunch of other things, but you notice you're woofing your food down in 2 seconds, this might be the thing for you. And also, if you're somebody who struggles with weight and portion control, you might actually get smaller portions without trying. So a lot of the research suggests that eating slowly helps you eat less. So there's other studies that, honestly, the University of Rhode Island has done a ton of these studies, from what I can tell here. When the researchers compared the difference in food consumption between people who quickly ate lunch and slowly ate lunch, they found when eating quickly, people consumed about 646 calories in 9 minutes. When people ate slowly, they consumed 579 calories in 29 minutes. That is 67 less calories in 20 minutes. Now, what does 70 calories matter? Well, it doesn't. But if you extrapolate that out, 3 meals a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, those extra calories do start to add up. It has a compound effect, and it has an ROI that you don't really want. So the takeaway, just slow your food down. Again, slow eating is going to mean less food and more long satisfaction when it's all said and done. The other benefit can be just better hydration. Like, good hydration helps maintain the body's fluids, energizes the muscles, helps your kidneys and your bowels work more efficiently, improves the appearance of skin. And one side benefit of slow eating is it seems to increase water consumption during meals. There's another study here where they basically break down the eating speed versus how much water people are taking in. And without to bore you in the details, all the research concludes that drinking more water might be a key to helping us eat less during a meal, but eating slowly with that seems to decrease hunger and leads to higher levels of satiety between meals. So what would the takeaway be? Eat slowly, drink more water, consume less food, and feel more satisfied. Win, win, win. Because we've talked about this before on here. A lot of times we confuse being thirsty for being hungry. So people will go hours and maybe just have a coffee and drink little to no water, and then, oh, I'm starving. And you might be hungry, but you also might be dehydrated. So if you can fix the one problem, can I make sure I'm properly hydrated? And then, oh, is this really a hunger cue or is this a thirst cue? Am I getting these two confused? Simple takeaway for most people. I think you guys know that being hydrated is super important, but it does help with the eating. And then if we talk about fast eating, like and how eating quickly can promote weight gain and kind of make you feel out of control with your eating habits, they have a handful of studies here that they've pulled up. But if you look at both large-scale population studies and research on smaller groups, fast eaters gain more weight over time than slow eaters. If weight loss or maintenance is the goal, so if you're somebody who wants to be leaner, more toned, you want to lose weight and lose fat, the slower you eat, it puts you in a better position versus somebody who's just wolfing down the food, which I'll bleed into this a little bit. Disordered eating and the eating speed. If you're somebody who's ever experienced a binge episode of eating, I've done that multiple times. So back in the day, I used to eat two pizzas at once, just to start, not to mention all the other stuff I would shove in my face, whether it's like a Pizookie or a half a pint of ice cream and you name it, and you go to sleep just being like this disgusting, you know, bloated fart monster version of yourself you absolutely hate. And that's what happened on these binge episodes. And everybody knows the feeling. This super extreme, powerful urge that, you know, you're so hangry and it takes over your body and you just want to get to the food and you want to chomp it down and swallow it as fast as humanly possible. And the research shows that one of the hallmarks of binge eating is rapid eating speed. People who tend to suffer from compulsive eating often feel out of control in their eating behavior. After a binge episode of overeating, they feel guilty, ashamed, regretful. They have what we like to call here like a eater's remorse. The good news is that if you are that person and you find yourself kind of on these binge kicks and you derail over and over and over again and you fall into these overeating episodes, you can help yourself get back in the driver's seat by simply just slowing things down. In fact, there's a technique you can use if you guys find yourself in this. When you're in the middle of the storm, right? You're in the middle of the overeating, just like shoving food in our face, and it feels overwhelming, just try to slow down as soon as you're realizing it's happening. Now, you might not feel like you can stop right away, and that's okay, but you'll have a mindfulness around it, or at least you'll be aware of it. And most people, once they can catch themselves in the moment, they can slow themselves down and they can get those binge urges to at least subside a little bit. It's sort of like having someone call your name, like when you're lost and you're kind of daydreaming. Imagine that, you know, like you're just kind of going along, you're daydreaming, you're lost in whatever thought you're in. And your husband or wife's talking to you, and all of a sudden they're like, you know, Rick, Rick, Rick. And then all of a sudden, Rick snaps out of it. It's like, oh, shit. That's what it is. You're finding yourself in the moment to break out of the mold. And this simple kind of binge slowly strategy has often shifted people's attention to refocus and help them regain a simple sense of control. Now, some simple tips if you find yourself in this. One, sit down in a calm environment with minimal distractions when you eat. So if you're somebody who eats fast and quick and you're always in the rush and on the go, try not to eat while you're driving. I see people do this all the time. Don't be that person. It's not safe anyway, but just you can slow down. Like you can park, you can take a beat, and you can eat while you're not moving in a vehicle down the highway going 70 miles an hour. If you can help it, don't eat while you're watching TV. Don't eat while you're texting. And actually pay attention to your food. Set a timer if you can. Like I've done this before where I say, you know, if I normally eat in 3 minutes, we're going to make this meal stretch out to be 15 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever it may be. If it's usually you eat in 5 minutes, make it 10. If you eat in 4 minutes, try to make it 8. Just double the time and slow yourself down. Choose high fiber foods that take more time to chew. So not like liquid shakes and drinks and things like that. But if it's obviously proteins, typically you're going to take some chewing. Beef jerky is obviously a great one. But if it's dinner time, you're talking, you know, fresh fruits and vegetables, you know, you're probably not swallowing asparagus whole. And again, with all eating stuff, I think we do much better with real food. We self-regulate better with real food. You're not going to find yourself, you know, woofing down 3 apples like you would cupcakes. It's just common sense. So again, the high fiber foods tend to take more time to chew. I would also put down your utensils if you can between bites. So take a moment, breathe. If you're eating with other people, have a conversation, be present, be there. You don't have to just chew, eat, 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 stare at your plate. You can actually come up for air and you can talk a little bit. You'd be surprised. Also, we talked about this briefly. Try setting maybe a minimum number of chews per bite. It's going to be strange at first. And if you're somebody who's neurotic, maybe this is maybe not for you. But maybe just now, when you eat normally, and if you're a fast binge eater, just see how many times you do chew. So you're like, well, Jeremy, I chewed my food 7 times. See if you can get that to 15 and see if that doesn't slow things down. If you find that you're a person who swallows these massive chunks of food that are really not broken down or digested almost at all before it starts hitting your stomach. Also, super simple things like using smaller plates. You ever try eating with your offhand? I know this just sounds like really crazy. Jeremy, I'm not going to do that. I go, if you're right-handed and you try to eat with your left hand, you're going to eat slower. I promise you that. Or you're somebody who's not good with chopsticks and you got to eat with chopsticks, you will be much slower. And sometimes, as simple as that sounds, it's an easy fix. And if you find yourself rushing all the time, it's okay to just realize it in the moment. Slow things down, set your utensils down, and just sit away from the table for a split second. And also, the nice thing is if you have other slow eaters, you can pace yourself with them. If you're a dude like me, and you tend to eat faster than like maybe your wife, Heather eats pretty fast. But if you're a guy and you eat fast as hell and your wife eats slower, I'm just calling out dudes here because we tend to be, just pigs in general. Pace yourself with her, you know, or if you have like super picky little kids who really want to pace yourself eating with them. Again, it's nice to have somebody else as kind of like, the lead racehorse, if you will, or like they're the back of the pack to slow you down. Or again, if you have people who just talk all the time, so like super chatty dinner companions who really don't stop talking enough to take a bite. Those people are ideal for you to really slow the eating down. And again, like I said, the easiest thing, just set aside time to eat, at least double what you're currently doing. In a perfect world, it'd be like 20 minutes for each meal. Preferably longer at dinner if you can, you know. And don't just eat whenever you get around to it or treat it like as it's an inconvenience. You're feeling your body and it's important to know what's going in. It's important to savor it. It's important to spend quality time with your friends and your family. And it deserves an appointment, just like anything else in your life. You go to the dentist or you go to the doctor, like you have an appointment. You have an appointment at dinner time too, to eat and put real high quality good food in your mouth. So the quick takeaways again for you guys is one, create a good environment. Eat real food. The high fiber ones tend to make you chew a little bit more. Set a minimum number of bites per chew, and then just set a certain amount of time that you're willing to invest into dinner. That's important. And this is a quick note here that I stumbled on. The first McDonald's drive-thru was created in 1975 to serve soldiers who weren't allowed to get out of their cars while wearing their fatigues. In 1975, the drive-through sales started to skyrocket to what now accounts for half of the McDonald's system-wide sales, adding up to billions of dollars every year. And you can bet most of those customers are not on-duty soldiers. So think about it. Look what we've done in America in terms of how we consume food and what it has done to us, right? Like, I'm not against drive-thrus. I'm not against people eating fast food. You guys do what you like. You're grown adults. You spend your money where you think it's important. But if you look at all the fitness coaches, all the nutrition coaches, all the health coaches, all the articles, all the podcasts, all the information that we're putting out like this, yet we're the biggest and the sickest and the unhealthiest we've ever been. Yet we have more information about this than there's ever been before. But we've just created a world where things are so fast and they're so sped up and there's so much stress and we have so many responsibilities. We don't even take time to slow down and eat our food properly. Where people are running through drive-thrus multiple times per day, woofing stuff down as we drive to work and not even giving it a thought of how we just smashed, you know, 1,000 calories first thing in the morning. Or we went through lunch and we ate 1,700 calories in a drive-thru real quick, and it took you 3 minutes to eat. And you enjoyed it for maybe 2 seconds, but did you really? And if you think about it this way, it's like when you eat stuff super fast and super quick that's highly processed and not really nutrient-dense, but it's calorie-dense, you're enjoying the brief moments of eating. So the 3 to 4 minutes it took you to eat the food, you probably enjoy. But the time in between, you kind of feel like shit. What you want to do is flip that around. You might not like eating, you know, apples as much as you like eating cupcakes, or you don't maybe like eating chicken breasts as much as you like eating pizza, but you feel better in the time in between versus the time eating it. And the time in between, my friends, is where you live your life. So instead of focusing on just the actual fast, quick dopamine hit of these highly processed, highly palatable foods in the moment, think about how am I going to feel afterwards in the time in between? And if I slow down my actual eating process and I eat real nutrient quality dense foods that I like, I'll feel better all the times in between meals versus just these 2 to 3 fast minutes and moments of, you know, gratification. And I think if you do that, you'll process food better, you'll digest food better, you'll have a better appreciation for it, you'll move better and feel better, and the byproduct is you'll just be a healthier person all the way around. So again, nothing super new here, nothing earth-shattering, just a simple message. If you find yourself really, you know, struggling with portion control, struggling with food control, and you go on these crazy binges, what I would say is focus on eating real food, make sure you're properly hydrated, slow things down, don't eat things when you're driving in a rush and on the go, really be mindful of the bites of food you're making. And again, you're not going to be perfect. You can't do this 100% of the time, but do it most of the time. If you do this most of the time, I think it will help a lot of you if this is something that you struggle with. So take that with you this week. If you guys have questions on this or anything else, nutrition-wise or training-wise, hit me up. If you got requests for the podcast, I'm happy to dig into them. Again, reminder, our 47-day transformation is going down. They're on day 5 right now. You guys can still jump in anytime. The link is in the show notes. If you want the hookup from our friends at Just Meats, you guys can click the link and get 50% off your first subscription. It's a smoking deal. It's cheaper than the stuff you buy at the grocery store. And for most of you, it's way better than the stuff you buy at the grocery store, depending on what store that you shop at. People we trust, good family ranch. I like how it tastes. It's easy, quick, and convenient. We can save you 50% off the next couple of days. If that's something you guys are interested in after that, I think it's $15 off forever. And if you guys want a free sample of AG1, hit me up. I'm happy to send one right to your front door. Otherwise, click it, pick up a year's supply of free vitamin D and 5 free travel packs on me. So again, eating slowly to be healthier and happier and improve your overall well-being, my friends. Simple things that we don't really talk about often, and we probably inherently know, but nobody is teaching us, and it's something that a lot of you can implement into your life to just be a little bit healthier as we kick off 2024. So thank you guys. As always, I'll probably pop on. If it's not Sunday, it'll be probably next week. And then we got some fun people coming on the pipe here as we get into to late January, early February. But if you want to hear from somebody, I mean, have somebody else back on or a new person or whatever request you have, shoot it into us and we will get to it. If you're on Apple Podcasts, drop it a 5-star, leave a comment. I truly would appreciate it. If you're on Spotify, drop us a 5-star there. We appreciate all the support, you guys. And until next time, eat well, train hard, be nice to people, and please, you guys, keep doing shit you love with people you enjoy because your life is too short not to. I'll talk to you soon. Peace.